This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The transportation and logistics news this week, as it happens, has been the trucking company Yellow, which has shut down operations and is headed for bankruptcy, as you heard yesterday. 30,000 jobs are what we're talking about. Yellow itself has been struggling for years, but its looming demise is a sign of tough times, not just in trucking, but in really anything involving freight shipping, as Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports.
Somewhere on the road between Garden City, Kansas and Edgerton, Kansas, we caught up with Trucker G.
That's what everybody knows me as, Trucker G.
He's an independent trucker and I guess a trucking influencer on social media. Anyway, he says trucking is having a rough time.
I've been doing this for 32 years and this is probably the worst I've ever seen it. This is worse than it was back in 2008.
Rates truckers are paid have plummeted by more than half since 2021, accounting for inflation. Meanwhile, costs have only risen.
There's some guys out there that are hauling these loads, and they're actually paying money out of their pockets to haul the load.
There's trouble in freight by ship, too, and air and rail. Shipping container volume at the Port of Los Angeles is down 23% year over year. Profits are down at railroads. Kathy Morrow Robertson is president of Logistics Trends and Insights.
Every mode of transportation is experiencing declines in volume. In a lot of cases, also a decline in revenue.
Many corners of the freight industry scaled up when prices and demand were blazing hot during the pandemic.
When you had that surge in prices, people responded to it and thought, how can we supply more?
Phil Levy is chief economist at logistics company Flexport.
People moved into trucking. People took planes out of the desert and started flying them again.
They commissioned more ships. They leased more plane space. But demand is now far below the pandemic peaks.
And that wrong-footed a lot of people in the business because they had prepared for a continuing boom.
Levy says the cost of moving a container across the country has fallen 90% from its pandemic high. The economy as a whole may be doing okay, but freight is in a recession. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.